State-initiated trail building in the Adirondacks could resume this summer after more than 2 years of new trail construction on pause as a legal challenge over previous state plans made its way to New York's top court. In the wake of the Court of Appeals ruling that found the state's approach to trail creation was violating the state constitution's strict protections of the natural environment in the Adirondack region, the State Department of Environmental Conservation has assembled a working group of various stakeholders to craft the approach for future trails. To discuss the initiative, we're joined once again by Peter Bauer, one of the environmental representatives on the new panel, and the current executive director of Protect the Adirondacks, which drove the legal challenge to the state's previous trail plans. Welcome back to the show, Peter.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So for listeners who aren't completely familiar with the backstory here, can you give us a concise summation of the problems identified by the State Court of Appeals last year?
Sure. This was the result of a lawsuit that we had started in 2013 that challenged the construction of what was called a Class 2 Community Connector Snowmobile Trail. This was a new type of trail that hadn't been built before by the state on the Forest Preserve. These were wide trails. They were supposed to have a tread, a flat surface of, up to 12 feet wide. But in many places, they had large bench cuts where they would taper the side hill upslope and downslope. So you had a disturbed area that saw tree cutting of up to 20 feet in width. And in addition to that, the surface of the trail was graded with heavy equipment to remove rocks, to remove roots, and to create a flat travel corridor for snowmobiles operating at a high rate of speed. This is very different from a hiking trail, which are narrow. They go through trees. They go over rocks. They follow the terrain. They don't modify the terrain. So we challenged the state as violating the state constitution because of their alteration of the terrain and the number of trees that were cut. These trails saw cutting of up to 1,000 trees a mile, which is very different from a hiking trail, which sees a few dozen trees cut per mile to build a trail. This wound its way through a trial in 2017. It wound its way to the appellate division in 2019 and then to the Court of Appeals. And we won at the appellate division and we won at the Court of Appeals, where the state was found, the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Adirondack Park Agency were found to have violated Article 14, Section 1, the Forever Wild Clause of the state constitution.
In the wake of that decision, the Department of Environmental Conservation said they were going to undertake a review of trail construction guidance and policies. And to speed things along, they've engaged a stakeholder working group to provide some immediate feedback to staff as they craft these new policies. So that's the DEC language. What's your understanding of the mandate for the working group you're on? Does that seem to reflect your responsibilities?
That's pretty accurate. They're not looking, the DEC and the Adirondack Park Agency are not looking to the members of the group to actually draft from whole cloth new regulations. When the lawsuit came down, when the decision came down in the Protect decision last May, it struck down Class 2 trails and it struck down associated trail guidance standards for the development of those trails. And in many ways, it sent the department back to the drawing board as they wrestled with the meaning of that lawsuit. We were pretty clear early on what we thought the lawsuit meant, but the department really dragged its heels for much of 2021 and really wasted 6 months time that they could have been used productively to figure out new standards for trail building on the Forest Preserve to accommodate a wide variety of recreational opportunities. It was really the change with Kathy Hochul coming aboard that there was a fresh look taken at the DEC and the APA's approach to trails on the Forest Preserve, where they really stepped back from a heavily motorized emphasis to look at a wide variety of trail standards. So now the new group is looking at hiking trails, mountain biking trails, cross-country ski trails. It's looking at both main trunk trails you would have up major high peaks that are used by thousands of people a year, to smaller trails in wilderness areas that aren't heavily used. in addition to snowmobile trails on the Forest Preserve. So the group, we expect to start seeing the first materials from the department later this month as far as providing immediate reaction. The tight time frame to try and get ready for the 2022 trail season, but we'll see what can be done.
The working group includes representatives with governmental, recreational, environmental, and trail building experience. What do you think of the composition of the group? Does it represent, I guess, a good array of stakeholders?
Yeah, they touched all bases. It has people from local government, as well as motorsports, as well as the conservation community, as well as groups that do a lot of trail building work in the Forest Preserve. It has folks from the Adirondacks and Catskills. It is all one Forest Preserve, both in the Adirondacks and the Catskills, 3 million acres of the people's land across the park. First and foremost, we have Article 14, the Forever Wild Clause. That really should guide and shape Forest Preserve management, and we hope that there will be a new emphasis on the primacy of Article 14 going forward. The Catskill Park has the Catskill State Land Master Plan, the Adirondack Park has the Adirondack Park State Land Master Plan, and then there are a series of policies and trail guidance and standard documents for different types of trails, whether they're mountain bike trails or cross-country ski trails that follow thereafter. So a lot of that stuff is going to get a hard look, which we welcome and we think is a good idea.
What sort of need is there for new trail creation in New York? Is this something that's long overdue and thus we have a backlog of trail needs in the state in terms of carving out new pathways?
We have a backlog of new projects that we need to undertake from lands that were recently purchased. But our backlog is really in just a chronic underinvestment in the trails of the Forest Preserve. I mean, anybody knows who's been hiking in the high peaks, a lot of the trails are in disrepair. They have been allowed to degrade and erode over time so that they become, these 20-foot wide, heavily eroded, oftentimes water courses that run down the side of a mountain. So, there's a new emphasis now on trail building. The art of trail building has developed immensely over the last 20 years, and there's really a lot of great work that's being done in other parts of the country to build sustainable trails, even on places that, see thousands of people, thousands of hikers a year going up and down them. So we need to see a much greater investment in the Forest Preserve. It was not a high priority for Governor Cuomo to invest in the recreational infrastructure and the trails of the Forest Preserve. Governor Hochul talked about it in her State of the State, making new investments. We hope that she follows through with the state budget. We're certainly advocating for that. We think the time is right to bring together, a lot of different parties to try and put together a plan that hopefully forms the basis of good, sound land use planning and public recreational management, for the years ahead.
Well, speaking of timing, the Department of Environmental Conservation says they're not undertaking any new trail construction before May of 2022. So what is the timeline you think is most realistic in terms of when new construction can actually begin and potentially utilized?
Well, there's a lot of projects that could move ahead now. We felt that the department stopped a lot of projects that were not caught up in the lawsuit, largely to foment public anger about the lawsuit. We thought that was a pretty distasteful strategy, but nevertheless, it's one that we saw play out over the last couple of years. There's a number of projects that could move ahead for trail building that do not involve a lot of trail cutting, that don't involve a lot of terrain alteration. For instance, the brand new trail, the brand new sustainable hiking trail that was built on Mount Van Hovenberg over the last 3 years, that wasn't changed at all by the Article 14 decision, by the PROTECT decision last May. And there's a lot of other trails that could be built similar to that across the park. So we think there's an awful lot of projects that can go ahead, whether or not this trails group has completed their work or not.
Well, we've been speaking with Peter Bauer. He's the executive director of PROTECT the Adirondacks. Peter, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Bravo. Happy to be here.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.